A plan for the future. If you are sincere about wanting to retire young and retire rich, you need to formulate a plan for the future. And to do this, you should look to the past. In my reality, history does have a tendency to repeat itself, even though it may not repeat itself in exactly the same way. Many adults miss the future or are run over by the future because their plans for the future have no vision of the past. In 1998, I was talking to a young reporter in San Francisco who was just out of college. When I told her that mutual funds were risky and that I could see a crash coming, she became very angry. She then began quoting to me words and ideas her stockbroker had said to her. The fund I am invested in has been the top-rated mutual fund for 3 years running. It has gone up by an average of 25% each year. The stock market is the best investment because even though there are dips in the market, as there was in 1987, the market has gone up consistently for 40 years. It is the best place to invest your money. Today, her sacred funds are down over 50%. While her facts and data are somewhat accurate, the problem is her data does not go far enough back in time. If she knew her history of markets, she would know that we have a depression every 75 years on average. While this does not mean we will have a depression every 75 years, that little bit of ancient history does explain why the market has gone up over the past 40 years. The last market crash and depression was in 1929. It took the market approximately 25 years to recover to 1929 levels, or to year 1955. I was talking to her in 1998, and so her facts were accurate that the market has gone up for 40 years. Her view of the future is hindered because her view of the future does not include enough of the past. One of the things my rich dad had me do was read books on economic history. A great book I recommend people read if they want to understand the future is the book entitled The Worldly Philosophers by Robert Heilbronner. It is a great book for anyone wanting to see the future by studying the past. When I teach my investment classes, I have people fill out a financial statement. I then have them look at their past and ask them if what they also see is their future. If they do not like what they see, I advise them to begin to get unfrozen, get hip, throw out your old clothes, update your wardrobe, change your old friends, and begin to see the future. And above all, change the way you think about money. If you can change your context to be excited about the opportunities in the future, you have a better chance of retiring young and retiring rich. Seeing a rich future. Assuming that the poor earn $25,000 or less per year, the middle class makes $25,000 to $100,000 per year, the affluent $100,000 to $1 million per year, the rich $1 million or more a year, and the ultra-rich $1 million or more a month. Many people cannot imagine a financially free future with $100,000 or more a year coming in without working. The reason many people cannot imagine having that much money is because they do not have it in their reality. Many people may dream of such dollar amounts and may say that someday they will make that much, but in reality, most people are just dreaming. The statistics verify this reality. The harsh reality is that 99% of the U.S. population will end up making just above the $25,000 mark, somewhere between $25,000 and $50,000 a year after they retire. Most will follow in their parents' footsteps. Rich Dad always said, "Your future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow." A plan is the bridge to your dreams. Your job is to make the plan or bridge real so that your dreams become real. If all you do is stand on this side of the bank and dream of the other side, your dreams will forever be just dreams. First make your plan real, and then your dreams will come true. Between 1985 and 1994, Kim and I worked on making our plan real rather than dreaming of our dreams. We practiced every day, preparing for the day when our window of opportunity would appear. Once it appeared, we took our shots and then the window closed. As Rich Dad said, your future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow. One of the first steps in changing your financial future is to stop doing today what you do not want in your future. Start asking yourself how you can learn to work for passive and portfolio income. Once you come up with some answers, make those answers a part of your plan. It may mean studying more, reading more books, listening to tapes, attending more seminars, starting a home-based business and meeting new friends. In other words, do today what you want for your tomorrows.